Cedar Fair, owner of Kings Island, Cedar Point, and a dozen other theme parks, told investors this month it lost $1.3 billion last year. This year's first quarter monthly cash burn is more than $40 million. In an interview with WVXU, CFO Brian Witherow says just to get all the parks ready to open this year, it will cost about $35 million, and it doesn't stop there.
We're going to remain flexible in terms of what we'll spend over the last half of the year. A lot of that spend will be about preparing the parks for the 22 season, but we want to see how the recovery goes. We want to continue to manage our liquidity closely.
Witherow is looking to 2022 or 23 before the industry fully recovers. In the meantime, many are struggling. For one, not as many high school and college kids are getting jobs in the industry they came to count on. Theme park consultant Dennis Spiegel.
An average theme park like Kings Island here in Cincinnati would hire 5,000 to 7,000 people per summer. So if you multiply that across the industry, we're probably looking at 250,000 to 300,000 jobs that have been put on hiatus.
In addition, the J-1 visa program was postponed, impacting cultural student exchange opportunities. Chris Bainham runs a roller coaster painting business in Newport and sends crews all over the world. In 2019, he had his best year ever, and then COVID hit. Just to break even, he had to get creative, like paint idled cruise ships in Europe.
So we were able to, for about 2 months, send a big crew over to France. It was logistically challenging to get everybody out of the country with all the COVID things and guidelines, and that changed as we were there and coming back and so on. But at the end of the day, it was able to keep a lot of our key people busy over some of the really most troublesome months.
He also was able to continue with maintenance at parks and now may be involved in an effort to rebrand rides to increase attendance.
We've already gotten some indicators that some of the parks will take a ride that they've got that's been a long-standing stable ride, and if they re-theme it, rebrand it, we're able to be on the front end of that, of helping changing colors and those kind of things.
Former Loveland resident Elizabeth Ringes has noticed some out-of-the-box thinking by the parks. She's the communications director for American Coaster Enthusiasts and is one herself, riding the Beast just a little over a week after giving birth. She visited some parks last summer and noticed something.
I saw this creativity start to bloom within the industry. And parks started coming out with food festivals that they could have very limited attendance at to keep the numbers low, keep us safe, but yet offers a fun option to get outside and get out of our houses and still not spread the virus.
Ringes wonders if COVID helped the amusement park industry discover additional avenues of revenue. And the people looking for entertainment may have more money to spend when they do go back to visiting amusement parks. John Hollenbeck is vice president of the global trade group IAPA.
Hopefully that recovery will be sooner than later. I can't really put a date on it, but I know it will continually grow as we get going here in 2021.
Hollenbeck says a lot of his members were able to take advantage of federal relief programs. Some had their own funding plans, and he says IAPA will continue to advocate for the attractions industry to be included in any additional federal COVID relief funding. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.